News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Irish economy had far more momentum in late 2024 than expected. That's according to Bank of Ireland's latest economic forecast. Colm McQuillan, Chief Economist with Bank of Ireland. Tell us more about this favourable outlook.
Well, look, I suppose it sounds strange to be rising up at a time when the world is so uncertain. But, I mean, the Irish economy did tremendously well last year. If you take employment, it was up 3.7% on the year. So, as economists, we've kind of been predicting a slowdown in employment growth. That the kind of labour shortages that have been biting would kind of slow that. But it just isn't in the data. We're seeing, you know, really, really strong job creation. A lot of this is coming more domestically. If you look at multinational sector employment last year, was actually flat, a fall in multinational ICT tech employment. So a lot of this is coming from, like, the public sector, from the indigenous sectors, professional companies, for example. So the economy is just doing extraordinarily well at the moment. And that may sound strange at a time when we're obviously more concerned around Donald Trump and tariffs and global trade wars. But really, it's that kind of momentum last year, which we've just carried into our numbers and has led to these upward revisions.
And workers should enjoy real income growth in this coming year.
Yeah, so look, the last 2 years we saw double-digit inflation and we saw that exceed pay growth. We see that some of that damage being repaired in 2025. So pay growth is running around 5% at the moment. Inflation is down below 2%. So wages are growing faster than prices at the moment. So that's good for consumers. If you look at the Irish consumers, pretty conservative. The savings rate up at 14% above its long-run average. You've seen that in terms of the amount of deposits being saved in the banking system growing by 5% on the year. So consumers are being pretty cautious. But nonetheless, with the strength of jobs growth out there, and now looking forward into 2025, with pay exceeding CPI inflation, we think with that kind of growth in consumer spending that we saw last year should continue into this year.
Okay. We had a construction consultancy firm in with us yesterday. They were very pessimistic about new builds for the coming year. They thought we'd struggle to make 30,000. You're a bit more optimistic about builds in your report?
Well, I wouldn't say optimistic. I think it's extraordinarily uncertain. We normally look at these housing starts where normally there's kind of a 12-month lag, particularly for houses, between a start and a completion. That, as you know, they're kind of running at 60,000 units at the moment, but that number is inflated by people rushing to avail of these waivers on development charges and water infrastructure charges. So we have 42,000, but look, we admit that'll be a decent pickup. It's very uncertain. You know, I think everyone's kind of really looking in the dark at the moment. It's just very, very hard to know. And even if we get to that 42,000, that's certainly not going to kind of cure the housing market issues that we have in terms of demand being strong and supply not getting up to kind of 50, 60 that we need.
Okay. Overall, though, it's a pretty positive outlook, or a very positive outlook, I suppose.
It's positive, but acknowledging the risks. When we think of what's Donald Trump is proposing on the tariff side, if you were, say, a German car producer or a German manufacturer of heavy industrial goods, you'd be a lot more concerned about those tariffs. If you're producing pharmaceuticals, Americans have to have their medicines. They're the ones who are ultimately going to pay for those tariffs. On the corporate tax side, a very complex area, but I think we'd really have to sort of see a lot more radical changes to the US corporate tax regime, which would be politically problematic for Donald Trump. But, you know, we don't see them at the moment being kind of a real threat. But look, this space is evolving all the time. And
yeah,
Donald Trump is changing what he says by the day.
By the day, absolutely. Colm McQuillan, Chief Economist, Bank of Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.